This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number for you to join us here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio with you here tonight, I'm Ian, and you are?
Ethan and Mark.
Ethan's joining us from the now-defunct Ed and Ethan show.
Podcast? Yeah, you know, it was fun while it lasted.
It was fun. We had you on LRN.FM.
Yeah, but for now, we could just say I'm from Soviet Kanakistan or the Great White North or whatever it is you prefer, Canada.
Are there any other libertarian podcasts in Canada? Because you guys were like one of two. There was the Liberty Beat, which was some kind of a newscast.
Yeah, they...
And I think they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. We're gone. I think it's a barren landscape,
Liberty is
Matt.
Dead in Canada right now.
Well, that's why we have our single-payer health care. It's to kill off all the libertarians. It's a great conspiracy.
We're going to go to your phone calls here. For those of you just tuning in, though, we've been talking about the Rob Ford video. He's the mayor of Toronto, or former mayor of Toronto. He passed away earlier this year. And was he the? Do you recall if he was the mayor at the time he passed away, or had he been removed from office
He had left office at that point.
So he passed away earlier this year, and the video of him smoking crack cocaine has now come out publicly. We played the audio, a censored version, because it's there's a lot of F-bombs in the video. And then the question from the CBC is, was it wrong or unethical for us to even watch that in the first place? Was it wrong or unethical for you to listen or watch, listen to it or watch it? Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. First up, we've got John in Chesapeake listening to, I believe, WNIS. Hello, John.
Hey, that's correct.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. The issue, I guess, is some people may object to it according to their so-called religious beliefs. And guess what? They probably shouldn't play it. But
what would
general,
the religious objection be? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I can't think of something other than the issue you were talking about after they're dead. Don't speak badly of them. I believe some religious people might. I'm pretty much not religious anymore.
Let's call that superstitious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's old saying, you know. But yeah, these people that pass on, that do bad things, doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad people. It's just that
nope.
I feel like they've done some bad things. Like you said, Pope Paul, Hitler. You know, we have a lot of history. And right now in America, I think since we have our First Amendment rights, it's a right to play these things and watch them and learn from them with political correctness. It's almost as if it's tried to keep people from talking about things that aren't real popular.
This heartless John, this American trampling over this decent, polite Canadian crack smoker, I, sir, object mightily. No, I'm kidding. This is great, John. You've got the right idea. This is nonsense to hide the past, to pretend that it didn't happen, to wallow in ignorance, especially if you're an American. You guys got that free speech thing.
Yeah, I mean, we have to deal, too, with the flag. People are upset about the Southern flag. It was over a war of whether or not a man owns his own labor or not. It's really what it comes down to. Freedom. You know, do you own what the good Lord's given you, and that's your life, and what is produced in that life?
Can you explain how the war was over, people over, I guess you're saying taxes?
No, slavery, basically. Civil War, you know.
It wasn't really about that, though.
Well, it's about more than one factor. I just think it's worth pointing out. Yeah.
It was more than just that. The southern states that want additional taxes levied on the goods that were produced there.
But right, true.
It comes down to what a man has. He has his labor, he or she, and that's all they have. And some people are blessed more than others. Some people can work for an hour and do $1 million worth of work. You know what I mean? And they should have the benefit of that. And earlier, you know, we've had some arguments in this country over health care and free internet and free college. And I'm like, wait a minute. If somebody provides that to you for free, then that person providing that, doctors, or whoever's giving you, like, for instance, health care, Are the doctors your slaves? I thought we had a war over that. We don't believe in slavery in this country any longer.
Yeah, it won't be the doctors that are fighting over it, because the doctors won't be forced to provide those services for free. They will get paychecks. They'll be government, basically government employees at that point, and you know that'll have whatever tax it has on their soul. But it'll be the taxpayers themselves that have to pay for it.
But the doctors won't get the freedom of being able to set their own prices.
That much is correct.
Circumstance.
But the taxpayer is ultimately going to be the one who has to pay for it. And essentially, taxes are, you know, they take, what, 40% of your earnings. If they can take 40% of the fruits of your labor, they can take 100%. They can take whatever they want if it's okay for them to take 40.
In Canada, we have, or had, in some cases, direct billing from doctors to the government. So you would get, in a tiny community of a few thousand people, let's say, or small community, you would get a local doctor billing the government for things like, I saw my patient across the street, said hi, that
really?
Was a quick consult. Some doctors would run up paychecks into the very, very healthy six digits, even more in some cases.
And they get news. It?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, they got it.
I kind of think it should be like going to the grocery store. You know, there should be a price on the wall for the services that you're going to render, and you choose between those. If they're too high at this doctor, go down the street to the other doctor. Soon somebody will want the work, so the prices will fall.
They'll get well, you know, if we actually had a free market in healthcare, it would be like that. Unfortunately,
well, we should have it.
We should. I totally agree. Unfortunately, the government is so intermingled within the healthcare system. It's so highly regulated, not just by the FDA, but just, you know, all these government, you know, insurance programs or whatever, that these doctors have to jump through hoop after hoop after hoop just to collect a paycheck, just to collect on these people coming in through their doors. It's not that people shouldn't be helped. It's just that the government isn't the right way to help people. That people that can't afford the health care, this centralized one-size-fits-all bureaucracy, as many in Canada have learned, is a killer. I mean, there are people who will leave Canada, go to the United States or other countries, just so they can get the health care that they need, because they'd be waiting until they died if they waited on the government. I mean, that happens, right?
Oh, yeah. That does happen up in Canada. It happens quite often. We have, in fact, we have court cases that talk about access to waiting lists rather than access to health care, because we have plenty of access to waiting lists, let me tell you. And I can tell, by the way, being here in your studio, Ian, in America, it is so refreshing to hear you say that, because in Canada we deal constantly with this nonsensical debate. Oh, do you want to get rid of our single-payer healthcare system and end up with what the Americans have? That's that free market. You guys don't have a free market. You guys have an oligopolistic sort of corporatist market, government-controlled. It's infuriating.
Awful. It's awful. I don't know. I mean, it's not as bad as single payer here in the United States, because there's still
if you compare the two countries, we actually have healthcare outcomes that are nearly identical.
Really?
We're both right near the bottom. You guys have a terrible government-controlled healthcare system that entangles the so-called free market, and we just did away with the formalities and one horrible system controlled by the government.
John, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate
it, man. Veterans Administration comment, if you would.
Briefly,
We've had a government-controlled health care for our veterans, and it's been around before we even had this health care program, and we can see what that's caused us.
It's awful.
I've
talked to plenty of veterans who are, you know, they're afraid to even go to the VA hospital because they think they're trying to kill them off. Hey, thanks, John. I appreciate it, man. So, you know, let's talk about healthcare just a little bit here before we can continue the ethical discussion about Rob Ford. I remember hearing news about there was some sort of lawsuit, and you probably might know more than I do, that some doctor or whatever, somebody was trying to sue to be able to have a private practice in Canada. I don't remember which region of Canada it was, so I don't know if it was something that would have affected the whole country or only just that province. But do you recall hearing anything about that? Are there such things as private doctors? Can a doctor say, you know what, I don't want to deal with this bureaucracy? You know, sorry, not going to take those patients.
So I can't recall any specific case that you might be referencing, but we do, the thing is, we have all of our provinces, all of them are left to administer the rules of a healthcare system. So it can vary province to province. Some province, you have private MRI clinics. Some provinces, you don't, because that would be evil. So it really depends, right? The different provinces administer it differently, just like different states would.
Interesting. So maybe there are some private options.
Limited. Very limited.
Okay.
Limited by the Federal Canada Health Act.
Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Take control of the airwaves on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is it unethical to watch and to enjoy the Rob Ford video? Rob Ford, the former mayor of Toronto, caught smoking crack cocaine on video. He's passed away earlier this year, and the video just came out after the completion of a court case. And we played the audio from it earlier. You're still welcome to comment on that, or you can bring up anything. We sort of moved into Canadian healthcare and just healthcare in general, the one-size-fits-all government system.
Doesn't fit very well.
This corporatist system that you were describing here in the United States, which some people call free market, is not a free market. As long as there's government bureaucrats out there forcing regulations down companies and doctors' throats, you don't have a free marketplace. And, of course, now here in the United States, we're moving closer and closer and closer to that government-run system. It's not there completely yet, but the whole Obamacare thing, which basically forces people to sign up for insurance, is going to likely drive the insurance companies out of business at some point, because now apparently they have to accept pre-existing conditions. And
rates are going up.
That's
going
to result
in some states.
Right, rates are going to go up, and eventually it's going to, you know, the organization might not be able to afford to operate. In which case, then they'll merge, and you'll see, you know, fewer and fewer healthcare insurance.
Imagine 50% of one of your state's budgets going to healthcare, because in Canada that's how it happens for our province right now. Our provinces,
wow,
typically 40 to 50% of a provincial budget, the equivalent of a state,
wow,
is for healthcare.
How much goes to schools?
Oh, school. Who cares about schools?
Well, here it's like 50% goes to schools.
Wow.
So much bureaucracy. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's 60% of the money that's going to the house.
Some towns in New Hampshire, it's 80.
Yeah. It's crazy. So if you've got Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax. You can get it at JAXX.io or your favorite app store. There's no wallet like it. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as more currencies coming soon. I've heard that they are announcing that Dash is going to be one of the next cryptocurrencies. You've got Dash?
I don't have Dash, but they have announced that they're integrating it. So the announcement's already been made.
Oh, yes, exactly. I thought you said you had an ounce. You have an ounce of Dash.
An ounce of Dash. That's weird.
Shapeshift is integrated right there into the Jax wallet, which means you can easily shift between one currency and another. So if you want to take your Bitcoin, turn it into Ether, you can do that without even leaving the wallet. Super handy, and created by Anthony DiOrio, who happens to be the chief digital officer of the Toronto Stock Exchange. So
yeah,
he's a Canadian.
I visited him about a week or two ago.
Oh, you guys know each other.
Great guy, yeah. Cool. Oh, I've talked for a long time. He's a really cool guy. Totally into crypto, by the way.
Big time, yeah.
Big time, all over the board. Anyway, go on.
And he's a Free Talk Live listener, and he's made a really great wallet. So you should check it out. Go to Jax.io, JAXX.io. They are striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. And it's cross-platform, so you can get it for not just your smartphone, but laptop, desktop, computer, whatever. JAXX.io. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Let's talk to John in Indiana, listening to WIBC. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Welcome, sir.
I just had a quick question. I know, you know, in the United States, we had our housing market crash, mostly attributed to, like, subprime lending. Did Canada have the equivalent to our market crash?
We certainly didn't weather the storm very well. I mean, the market crash that happened here in 2008 was something that hit the planet, right? Everybody had ridiculous CDOs being traded on markets. We certainly didn't. We had some problems. It wasn't as big as, well, I wouldn't say it wasn't as big as yours. We also had something like TARP, right? So you guys had TARP, bank bailout.
The bailouts.
Right? We had something like that, although our government at the time tried to keep it a secret. Nobody talked about it. So we had some massive systemic problems. People like to say that Canadian banks were safer than most other banks around the world. Truth is, we plugged a lot of money out of thin air. We plugged a lot of money into our banks to help them through that crisis. It was pretty systemically damaging.
I got you. So another question I have for you. I don't know exactly how the Department of Education is wanting to give out. Kids are calling for this free education or college. Do you think it'll be like another subprime lending kind of bubble that'll eventually happen? Like,
you talking about the college bubble?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about a college bubble, that this is a thing because you basically have colleges continue to raise their rates because they basically get guaranteed money from the federal government. And, of course, there's constant, you know, new kids coming into the system because they're all encouraged to go to college, even if they don't really need to, because it's highly overrated for a lot of things, but many people don't need to go to college. So there's incredible high demand for this really unnecessary thing that doesn't really help most people that get it, the college degree. And the suggestion is that at some point that's going to stop.
And now, as far as the bubble goes, I don't know what a college bubble is going to look like, but I do know.
Maybe when people realize it's a scam.
There was a time when people generally got sixth-grade educations, and if you've ever seen one of these sixth-grade tests from, like, the late 1800s or whatever, these things are hard, and harder than most sixth-graders are currently taking. Hard as a high school graduation test. Now, everybody gets a high school diploma. Nearly everybody gets a high school diploma, and the thing's basically worthless.
Right.
I have two. No one's ever looked at one of them, other than me and my mother. My wife has never seen my high school diploma, because it is a worthless piece of paper. The education that I may or may not have gotten, certainly education is not worthless. The piece of paper itself is worthless. So what is a bachelor's degree going to be like if every moron has one?
Yeah.
The answer is it's going to be largely worthless. It's an indication of nothing.
Will it pop just like the real estate bubble, though? I don't know. We don't know what it's going to look like, but there is a chance that.
But prices, but prices are going up, up, up as far as
school. Yeah, right. The same thing in Canada. I'm sure you guys have. You've got so much money being borrowed for tuition. That is a huge credit bubble, right?
Yeah.
You've got people making purchases that are similar to at least a large portion of a home, tying themselves into that debt for years.
And I believe you can't get out of it. Isn't it true that in the United States, Mark, that you cannot actually go through bankruptcy?
That's correct.
For college debt, you can put everything else through bankruptcy, but not college debt.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, see, I have a Class A CDL. I never went through college. When I turned 21, I went and became a truck driver.
Thank you for your service.
Shiny side up, man.
And my wife is a nurse, and she went to a private school because at the time she thought it was a great idea, but she got a bunch of loans for it, and she got her bachelor's degree, and it's like 90 grand that we're paying on right now. So to me, that's just, it's one of those bills where there's no
it's unsustainable
for someone not to pay. Like, they're not going to take your degree, they're not going to repossess that because you didn't pay your $800 a month in your student loan bill. Like, there's no punishment for not paying. Like,
is there no hit to your credit for not paying college?
Yeah, but I mean, we already have our house, and we don't really get into credit card debt. So for us, it's like, I still pay it. I don't like not paying my bills.
Mm-hmm.
But, for anyone else out there, it'll hurt your credit after a while, but it doesn't start immediately. For instance, my brother, he's an engineer, and he's got his bachelor's. I don't think he's ever paid his student loan.
Wow.
And he's still buying a house.
We have free college already.
Thanks for your call tonight, John. I appreciate you bringing that up. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can bring up what you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It doesn't have to be Rob Ford, the former Toronto mayor who was caught smoking crack on video. We did have a discussion about whether or not it was ethical to watch the video. Was it also wrong to enjoy watching the video? You can still comment on that. You can also bring up anything you want to discuss. Coming up, Mark, you've got some concerns about military spending slash lost money or something like that.
Yeah.
Trillions of dollars lost, apparently, and you've got a lot to say about it. We'll get into that here in moments. I also want to let you know about Liberland. It is the European micronation that is trying to get recognized by other nations. In fact, it had recognition recently proposed by 7 Polish legislators. The Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay making a case for statehood for Liberland. It's a tiny little spot of land in between Croatia and Serbia, about 3 square miles, so very, very small. And it's basically a swamp. It's no man's land. Neither of the bordering countries claim it. And so it has been claimed as Liberland. Roger Ver, who's the owner of Bitcoin.com, has come out with his stated and financial support for Liberland. And it has been said that the base of the economy is going to be Bitcoin. 500,000 people nearly have registered on Liberland's website, with more than 100,000 requesting citizenship. But it's a small place, so to qualify for Liberland citizenship, you must substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So to learn more about Liberland, you can visit their website, liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R, land, liberland.org. As we continue here here. You can bring up what you want. We've got James. He's in Indiana. You're on with Ian, Ethan, and Mark. Hello, James.
Hi.
Hey there.
I enjoy your program. I was going to bring it up a Rob Ford in a different context, in that I think people should watch a whole thing of his life, in that we can learn that how a high-profile person that's out in the public eye is never identified or helped. And if, what does that mean for the people that aren't high-profile that need help?
When you say he's never identified, you mean that people should be able to know the signs of a crackhead? Or what are you saying there?
Well, he was so high-profile and everybody knew what was going on with him. Nobody took the initiative to bring him in or...
not everybody knew. I mean, until the news about the crack smoking hit the mainstream media, I would say it was probably restricted to the people that he knew at the crack house and maybe some very, very close loved ones that might have known about his problem. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'd imagine that someone in a position like that would do the best he could to conceal an addiction like that because, you know, an individual who loved him might want to commit him in some way without his consent to some sort of program.
That's true. I just thought
if a man can't smoke crack in his own home, then where can he smoke it?
That seemed like it had been years that it had been public, at least a couple of years.
Yeah, it was only a couple of years, and he did finally admit to it. It took a long time.
Yeah, and actually, when he admitted to it, when it came out in public, he did go for help right away. I think, you know, the basis of the drug war, there's a high correlation between those people who use drugs and those people who suffered trauma. So essentially, the whole drug war itself is a war on people who need help.
Right.
So I think, you know, I think there's definitely a salient point here to be made about how people do need help and how they aren't helped through the war on drugs. You know, since that's where we're focused.
They're frequently afraid to get the help because they don't want to be arrested. They feel like if they go and they look for assistance that they're going to end up in jail. And in Rob Ford's case, he probably just didn't want to get help because he didn't want to be embarrassed about it publicly. Yeah.
And it's a health care issue. I mean, it shouldn't be a criminal issue. It should be a health care issue.
Yeah, I tend to agree, and I don't think that we need the government to force anyone into treatment either. You'll frequently hear people within the state trying to act like they're more concerned for the well-being of a drug addict by forcing them into a treatment program rather than forcing them into a jail cell. But the problem you'll run into there is the drug addict, if they're not ready to go to treatment, forcing them to go...
It's basically jail anyway.
Yeah, is something that's against their will, and they're really just going to go in and poison any kind of group activities that might have occurred or might be occurring. James, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, so you don't want to mix in like, let's say, a group therapy session or something like that, people who want to be there so they can get better, with the people who are angry about having to be there because of court order.
It makes it more ineffective. It makes what, you know, treatment, which is already tenuous to begin with, to try to give people in very difficult situations treatment, and hopefully hope is the biggest solution. But it, you know, when you dilute it with people who don't want to be there, then the people who do want to be there are less likely to get the treatment that they need, plus the fact that you're wasting an incredible amount of taxpayer dollars on these expensive treatment centers, sending people who don't want to go and don't want to get better.
Exactly. Let's go to Mark. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Mark.
Hi. This is the way I see it. If we follow the way BBC wants us to follow this or follow their actions, not talk about this or watch a video, what have you, we might as well delete every documentary in the past that has anything to do with anything that is a negative in our eyes of today. Therefore, that would include all the race stuff, too, and all the slavery and all. Which
wipe the slate clean for all the politicians. As soon as the politician has died, we cannot speak any more ill of all of the terrible things that they did while they were a politician. Yeah, it's an interesting point.
Yep, which leads me to believe that everybody in the BBC is probably smoking crack.
Well, maybe. But you're I think you're referring to the CBC, which is the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
Yep. CBC, yeah, same difference. It's just a bunch of letters.
That's true.
Gotcha. A bunch of letters.
Good call, Mark.
That and every other word.
Good point, sir. I appreciate your call tonight. Thank you.
Interesting. So, you know, somebody who has a moral dispute with the idea of speaking badly about somebody who's dead would have a moral dispute with the Bible. And
what do you mean?
Well, I mean, the Bible's full of kings and rulers that the Israelites didn't like, that they spoke poorly about. How about Jezebel and Ahab come to mind? You know, all
so there's grave dancing in the Bible?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Those people are dead. So, you know, you should stop reading about that stuff.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE.
Ananias and Sapphira. Good folks. Good folks.
Let's talk to Chris. He's in Indiana listening to WIBC as well. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, do you guys know what in northeastern Wyoming there's this thing called Devil's Tower?
Yeah, I've been there.
You know, it's just a huge tree stump.
What? What is this thing,
I mean,
Mark?
It's some sort of,
it's a butte.
Look. There's these videos on YouTube that are going around, and they're very interesting. And the geography about all these things around the world, Venezuela, upper Wyoming, just all around the world with mountain ranges and so forth. These things are actually really living tree stumps.
I would like to, at this point, quote Abraham Lincoln, who, as we all know, said, "You can't believe everything you see on the internet."
Thanks for the call, Chris. I appreciate it. Was that the flat Earth guy?
I don't know who it was, Ian. I'm just very, very certain, having climbed Devil's Tower. Tower, that's right. Having climbed it, that it is not a tree stump.
Maybe it was just really, really hardened.
You've Mark. Just
you know
been
what? I
fooled.
Think we climbed to the base of it. I can't remember.
So maybe it's a tree stump on a base of rock. How do you know if you haven't actually climbed the whole thing? Here you are making these grand proclamations.
Further, how can you really even trust your senses when they could be overrided by the lizard people's death ray or their brain scrambling ray? Even though you thought it wasn't a tree stump, Mark, it may just been the illusion laid over reality by the aliens that are controlling us.
The same reason that some people like anchovies.
So, I mean, the reason I ask is the guy the same guy? He sounds like, you know, that sounds like somebody the flat earthers would believe. This seems like one of the more ridiculous conspiracy theories. I've never even heard that one before. The idea that all of these, buttes, you called it, Mark, are actually
that's what it is.
Point of fact tree stumps.
It's been 20 years since I've been there, so I'm
because
sorry.
Because didn't giants used to live on the earth, too? Isn't that another conspiracy
Nephilim,
theory?
Yeah.
Wow. 855-450-FREE. You really can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have 4 more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Wild, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is your $5 a month will help us market Free Talk Live to new radio stations. Get on more stations. We've got over 170 in the United States. Still zero in Canada, unfortunately. Although, oh, I keep forgetting to turn your microphone on. I'm not used to it on Saturday nights. Normally it's just me and Mark. Ethan,
oh, yeah, like your fingernails, it's Saturday.
Is here.
Muscle memory.
Anyway, yeah, what was I saying? Something about Canada.
You're not on any stations
in
Canada.
I know. I've been trying. I have called some of the big ones in the larger markets, and they're aware that we exist. Every now and then, they will take U.S.-based shows, things like Dr. Joy Brown, things that are kind of general interest topic shows that don't really focus on politics, I guess, as often. And not that I like politics. I don't. But I got to say that this particular election is particularly entertaining in the United States. Now, how much have you been paying attention to the horse race here, the Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton nonsense?
Enough to know that you guys have spent billions of dollars to find two of the worst people on the planet that we could possibly find. I have been paying attention to a certain degree, and I'm not deeply involved, but...
But you know as much as most of us, which is these guys are garbage.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, when your whole system is a sewer system, this is what floats to the top.
Well, and to some extent, Canada is affected by these things because if you look at what happened with, let's say, the Prince of Pot, Mark Emery from Vancouver, he was extradited by Canadian Royal Mounted Police and taken into custody by the United States. So they basically just did the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency a favor and rounded this guy up who wasn't doing anything illegal in Canada and brought him to the U.S. where he faced criminal charges and 5 years in prison.
In Canada, it was a legal gray area, and even if you wanted to prosecute somebody, the punishment was very, very light-handed. Mm-hmm. In America, you guys have insane punishments for selling pot seeds.
Pot seeds, yeah.
That was one of the points of contention, was that an extradition law to apply under the treaty that your country and mine have, the punishments are supposed to be similar, but they were so disparate, it was crazy. But, that's a long, drawn-out legal case that was just nonsense start to finish.
So terrible. A man spent 5 years in prison for seeds.
Yeah.
So, toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. We do have Ethan with us from the former podcast known as the Ed and Ethan Show, which you can still find on, you said, YouTube?
Yeah, I think it's right there.
And you mentioned something earlier. We were talking with a truck driver, a professional driver, and when we found out he was a professional driver, Mark and I both said what we normally say, which is thank you for your service. But you said shiny side up. Now, you told me that you are a professional driver. You were until fairly recently. Right. What is that? That's obviously driver speak for something, some sort of best wishes, or what is it?
Well, shiny side up means don't put it upside down. Don't roll it over. You know, keep yourself safe. Also, rubber side down, greasy side down. These are common colloquialisms in the industry. Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Is there a good colloquialism specifically about milk trucks? I was just in an automobile accident for my firefighter volunteer.
You were called to.
Yeah.
You weren't in it.
Well, yes, I was called to an automobile accident, and a distracted driver, pulled out in front of a milk truck. And this is the most deadly sort of truck on the road because that big tube doesn't have baffles in it.
That's right.
And that liquid then just shoves, the liquid's going speed the truck is, and when the truck attempts
tremendous
to apply the
momentum.
Brakes, it just shoves forward, and, if this lady had gotten another 3 feet out into the intersection, there wouldn't have been a reason to call the ambulance.
Oh, my. Wow. Yeah, no, I don't know of any common colloquialisms specifically for dairy trucks. I'm sure they exist within the dairy industry. The only thing that comes to mind is if you're facing that situation.
Now, what's the reason they don't have those baffles?
Because you have to rinse out the milk. That's the reason.
It's harder to clean it.
It's harder to clean it. You have to clean it. Yeah. This stuff spoils. You know, milk spoils, right? And
you
got to get it clean, clean, clean.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Plus, Mark he's mad, and it's about the military. We'll get to that here in moments. First, Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Good evening, Evan.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about recent events last night with the recording you played. First of all, I wanted to mention that... on the 24th of July, I guess everybody realizes now that I was deputized after Conan and I talked and all of that. And that has bearing tonight because the fact of the matter is I listened to that recording of TJ, and I have to admit, I was trying to get on that night. It didn't happen. And the interesting thing is, it's TJ and the boys from Keene. The interesting thing I wanted to mention, first of all, Ian, is that the boys from Keene, you know what they remind me of?
Who are the boys from Keene?
The state, the police force up there.
The police. Okay, you're referring to the clip that we play. Sometimes it's hard to piece together what it is you're saying, Ricky, because you're so all over the place.
Well, I'm sorry.
What you're referring to is a clip of audio that was played last night that TJ the Spy, who is sometimes Friday night co-host on the show, he recorded of his interaction with Keene Police, and we played that just to show TJ as a good example of someone who's not giving up information to the police. When the police would ask him questions, he would refuse to answer them, demanded to see his attorney, things like that. So that was the point of that video last night. Now, what is it your comment is, Ricky?
Well, I know that was the idea, but see here, first of all, I did want to mention the police were exactly like they would handle it here in PA. Now, first of all, TJ the Lie. Now, why do I say that? Because, first of all, I don't think that someone is, should entrap the cops and try to entrap. Hold on. Hear me out. Because I listened to TJ recording 15 times, and I have to admit, What happened was, is, you know, the point that I loved was when the officer, I said, do you understand these things and all of that? He said, are you just being difficult or what? And I says, no, I'm just being, because he's a computer engineer, he's all these other things. I'm just being an incompetent, jackass is trying to trap the cops.
And no, he didn't say that.
I know that. I'm making
the cops were suggesting that he was trying to give them a hard time, but he just simply.
I'm making a little joke. I have a point to this.
Okay, what's the entrapment here is what I want to know. How is TJ, who was targeted by the police at a local hotel, we actually have him in the studio. I noticed that you happen to call in on a night that he's not normally on.
I'm right here.
So
TJ.
What's the entrapment is what I want to know, though.
Okay, so here's the thing. The police are trying to do a job.
Okay, go ahead, TJ.
And so what it is, sir, were you in that room? Well, officer.
I'm just re-recording.
Yeah, we have to we know you listen, but we've got tens of thousands of people out there listening who weren't listening, Ricky. So let's recap that
thing.
No, TJ was talking. You can ask him a question here in a moment.
Let me just tell you. It's like, yes, the police were called by hotel management. I would have preferred to kept it quiet and resolved it with, yes, I agree to side and let me talk with my man. And I'm like, look, dude, we can resolve this without the police because once they get called, they have to respond. They can't really, you can't uncall them. And so I was waiting for them in my room and I said, if there's anybody with anything in this room that could be considered contraband, it really needs to get out of this room because the police will be called. And, because I could just see it on the guy's face, like he didn't want me there. And I said, look, if you don't want us there, we're totally willing to leave and a $250 cleaning fee, sure, I'll pay it right now in cash. And here's $100 for your services, sir, I apologize for inconveniencing you. I totally understand if someone were smoking a controlled substance and you did not know, if you permitted it, the DEA could come in and take that whole hotel. So I really apologize, again, if somebody I signed for the room, I wasn't doing any controlled substances, but if someone under my custody or if one of my friends sparks up, and I should I tell him no? Maybe I should, but sometimes I'm like, well, let's hope the cops don't get called. And so the cops were there, and my main concern was they're trying to say, were you in the room? Officer, there's only one reason I know why you're asking me that. It's if you find contraband in the room and I say it's in my room, well, now in court you can say he admitted freely and voluntarily I was in the room, and when I went and searched the room because I said I agree to leave the room. Anything you find in there is now exempt under the Fourth Amendment. They don't need permission to search it and seize it. I've abandoned the hotel room. Now, of course, I really wanted to say to him, officer, do you really think, I know you're used to dealing with regular idiots who leave contraband, but do you really think I would leave contraband in a room?
I get to rebut this.
I do want to hear what you have to say here, Ricky, because you're claiming that TJ was somehow entrapping the police.
Don't answer questions. Here's your legal advice. If they
Mark is not an attorney and cannot give legal advice.
Ask your attorney. That's it.
Generally a good idea not to speak to the police, but we'll see what Ricky has to say. Coming up in hour three.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.